Could the polls flip? Some are worried about this happening and causing calamity. But first you should ask yourself, which pole am I concerned about? Because Earth has two sets of them. There are the poles of rotation, called the geographic poles, and then there are the magnetic poles, where compass needles point. Most people who worry about pole shifts don't even know which poles they're worried about. The Earth's north magnetic pole, toward which compasses point, currently sits 500 miles from the geographic pole around which we rotate. It's just west of Elmsmere Island in northern Canada, where nobody in their right mind has ever lived. In the last 40 years, this pole has shifted position and is moving 37 miles a year. That's 16 feet an hour. We know the historic direction of our magnetic poles because iron in volcanic lava aligns with Earth's magnetism when it solidifies, as soon as it cools below its Curie temperature of 1400 degrees. Such basaltic rocks reveal that our planet's field reverses its north-south orientation a few times each million years. Some fear that the next flip is imminent, but there's no reason it should happen this century. Moreover, magnetic pole reversals have never matched the times of mass animal extinctions, so obviously they don't hurt us. As to the geographic poles, they continuously migrate in a pivot called the Chandler wobble, moving up to 100 feet every year or so. Then the poles more or less return where they started. The last polarity reversal happened 780,000 years ago, unless you count a strange brief reversal that lasted just 440 years during the last ice age. And when they do flip, the process requires at least 1,000 years. It just can't happen in 1 year or even this century. So, sure, worry about the pole shifting if you want to. But first, you have to find it. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.